Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
We are talking about The End of Time, parts one and two, going through your theories, your thoughts, your reactions. Kimbo... Kimbo has a couple of little messages here. She says, weird science tangents are why we listen. Is it really, Kimbo? I mean, this is just my weird head. Like, I get distracted by something and I end up in a weird place and then we are in weird science tangent land. sometimes the tangents will lead to like a whole watching of a whole other episode. Like, that's a thing that happens. Kimbo also said that they had a friend who had the Barbie spa bath. And Kimbo was very disappointed that you had to keep pressing the button to get bubbles. So annoying and so un-spa bath-like. It was very weird. It was one push, one bubble. Like, it's so, it was just like this. And it was like one of those rubbery kind of buttons. So you just had to keep kind of shoving your thumb into the Barbie's bubble bath. And you would just get like a blah, blah, blah. Like, it would have been probably quicker and easier to pop a straw in and blow air in yourself. It would have produced more bubbles than the push of the button. It was really strange. But I did love that spa bath. Like, I'm obsessed with spa. Did I tell you? Like, I probably have, but I've had anesthetic and a lot of painkillers since I recorded that last one. But I have a spa bath in the house that I bought, that I used to live in, and the hot water service doesn't fill it up. So you've got to, like, half fill it and then wait a couple of hours for the hot water service to heat up and then put in more water so that it covers the jets. It was an oversight by whoever built that house. I probably should get a better hot water service for the tenants, but they haven't complained. Like, you know, this is like, if you want something done in your rental house, complain. Like, owners will do it. Like, if someone said the air conditioner was not working and it was too hot, I'm like, yeah, let's get that fixed. It's sort of like, there was no air conditioner, by the way, when I left. Like, I didn't get an air conditioner when I lived there. But as soon as, like, a tenant moved in, I'm like, yeah, sure, get an air conditioner. These are the fun things that happen when you're a homeowner. The life of a landlord with Adam Richard. Also, text message Peter replied to something on Twitter. Was it Instagram? One of them. Where I was doing the contact noise. Contact! And Peter said, this is why I had to go back to wearing glasses. It was too time-consuming to say every time I put my contacts in. Peter! I do love that idea of him holding his eye open and just before he sticks his finger into his eyeball with a little bit of plastic on it goes, contact. I did used to wear contacts. I started wearing contacts because I got into a fight. When I was still drinking, I got into a fight in a pub during Mardi Gras in Sydney when I wasn't living here. I was up here for Mardi Gras for, I think, was I working at Channel 10 maybe? I did a live cross from, it wasn't live, it was pre-recorded. Like I did a package for 9 a.m. with David and Kim, which I was working on at the time, which was like a morning show. You know, it was just like the filler in between infomercials. And I was wearing a pink vinyl cowboy suit. It was a strange outfit. And anyway, ended up, I think that was the year it was, anyway, ended up out at maybe the midnight shift or somewhere, and someone bumped into my table and knocked over my drink. And so I shirt fronted the guy, which is probably a bit more painful when you're not wearing a shirt. And anyway, he took a swing at me and my glasses got broken. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to get contact. Not this, you know, this should have been the moment when I was like, maybe I should stop drinking. No. No. My first thought was, maybe I should stop wearing glasses because they're going to get broken when I get drunk and get into fights. I should start wearing contacts. So I went through the whole rigmarole of getting contact lenses, which I didn't love because they make you more tired, especially when I was doing breakfast radio. Like, you're tired enough anyway without, like, the kind of false tiredness from having dry eyes. So, because, you know, like when your eyes get dry, it makes you feel like you're tired. I stopped wearing the contacts after a while. I wore them I held on to them a bit when I was doing Celebrity Splash because, you know, you can't go diving with glasses on. So I wore them to the pool when I was doing the diving, but that's about the last time I think I've worn contacts. I just kept my glasses on ever since because I don't drink anymore and I don't get into pub fights. And I'm not shirt fronting shirtless people. Let that be a lesson to you. Don't shirt front people in a gay bar because invariably they're not wearing a shirt and you can't shirt front people. Because that's shirt fronting is just kind of like a slightly it's aggressive, but it's kind of like a, I don't want to have a fight with you. I just want to alert you to the fact that you've done something inappropriate. But when you, when you grab someone instinctively and they're not wearing a shirt, it's just handfuls of skin. Anyway, this has been Tales of Drunken Violence from Adam Richard. Please don't think anything less of me. I mean, please do if you want to. My behaviour is inappropriate in the extreme. And again, one of the reasons I don't drink anymore. Not that I wasn't fun. I was also hilarious fun. But, you know, it could get late in the night and I would stop being fun and I'd start being a menace. So I was best to be kept away from. All right. Now, the next episode is going to be the first in... So I've gone through, I started to have a bit of a freak out about, have I doubled up? I kept thinking, I'm sure I've watched this one in the podcast already. So I have made myself a spreadsheet. Because nerds, we love a spreadsheet. I made a spreadsheet with every episode of Doctor Who in it. And I went through and worked out which episodes we've done in this podcast. And I realized there are a few seasons that we have barely touched, including my favorite season. I have not even watched a single episode from my favorite ever season of classic Doctor Who. Also, we've never done a Christopher Eccleston story. This is a big deal. So I've decided that as it is the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who this year, we're going to do a 60th anniversary story every week. until we get to the actual specials. And I was talking to Matt from Patreon, who said, I said, you know, I might start off with An Unearthly Child, which is the very first ever Doctor Who episode. And he's like, oh, don't you want to save that till the actual 60th? And I'm like, yeah. And I thought, oh, I should. And then I was like, oh, no, you know what's going to happen is because the new episodes are going to be on and there'll be trailers or be leading up to it, like, it'll get interrupted. Like, I'll start doing it in November and it won't get finished until like January the 3rd or something. So I've decided we're doing An Unearthly Child now. Like, that is, we're going right back to the start of Doctor Who, the very first episode, well, the first four episodes, An Unearthly Child and the weird cave people story that happens for the three episodes after that. So that'll be the next episode. And then if you want to get ahead and watch some episodes, I'm then going to go straight into Christopher Eccleston and Rose, which is the first episode of the new series. And then because it's the 60th anniversary, I thought we better watch another anniversary episode. But we've already done the Three Doctors, which was the 10th anniversary. And we've done the Five Doctors, which is the 20th anniversary. So it seems only fitting that we should do the 50th anniversary Day of the Doctor. So that's our next three stories coming up. So if you like to watch before I do my deranged recaps and go off into tangent world, they're your episodes to have a look at. But we're going to head straight on in to An Unearthly Child in the very next episode. So strap in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.